Welcome to episode 204 of the Uncorked Gamers. I'm Dan.
And I'm Adam.
And what are we talking about this week, Adam?
Lots of stuff. So there's some new things that are going to be coming to the market fairly soon. And one is lackluster, more so maybe than the other. Mm-hmm. But we'll get into that in this episode of Uncorked Gamers. So Dan, I believe you wanted to talk about Diablo. You had some news on that?
Yeah, so this just happened like out of the blue. I don't know if they were mentioning it or something. I just got an email saying that Diablo 1, the very first Diablo game, it's on GOG.com. They got like work partnership with Blizzard going on. They're doing Diablo 1 and Warcraft 1 and 2. I think those are the only currently announced projects. But that's really cool because GOG, what they do is they take a game, like an old game that doesn't run anymore, and they make it run on your brand new PC. And so it's $10. I downloaded it. I got it day one. As soon as I got the email, pretty much I bought it. And yeah, no, it works. I just booted it up and it just played perfectly. No problems, no hiccups, no weird graphical issues that I've had in the past and stuff like that. Just bam, right out of the box, just worked.
Nice. So what's this about? People are saying that Bloodborne could potentially be the next Battle Royale style game.
Not Bloodborne, not Dark Souls. It's just that Miyazaki, people asked him like if he would be interested in doing a Battle Royale game. And, you know, he responded. And let me see here. He said, "I'd love to take a crack at them someday." In reference to Battle Royale games, there's always a possibility. These games are definitely fun, and if we did it, it might be a bit different, but we're definitely interested, and there's definitely the possibility in the future. We'd love to take a crack at them someday. So everybody's jumping down like, oh yeah, it's going to be the Soulsborne Battle Royale game. It's going to be amazing. Like, be able to pick up your own weapon and armor and stuff like that. It's going to affect, you know, your roll stats or whatever. But I think what's more likely, Armored Core, mechs, Battle Royale, I mean, like a Mech Warrior Battle Royale game. Do something different.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I mean, that definitely seems to be something that's like, I don't know why, but it seems like mechs are like getting like really popular right now. Like, I don't know why that is, but it seems like they're really popular now.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of mechs, you're going to be talking about a mech game later, right?
Yeah, I could get into that. I only got about like 10 minutes of gameplay, but yeah, we can talk about that.
All right, I mean, you could just talk about how worth it that collector's edition was.
Oh, I got something else to say about that too.
Oh no, that doesn't sound
yeah
good. But I mean, like, if they were to do an Armored Core Battle Royale, I mean, obviously a big thing about Armored Core was that you can customize your mech into like whatever configuration you want, and that's not really a Battle Royale thing. You always start on the even playing field, so I'm wondering, like, maybe what they could do is they could have like a preset mechs, like, you know, like the quad mech, the, you know, bipedal mech. You can kind of pick your mech that has its advantages and disadvantages. Because isn't Apex Legends kind of like a little bit of a class build?
I don't know because I haven't played it, but I could tell you from Black Ops, like, what they've done is now, so, you know, there's like level 1, level 2, level 3 armor. 3 is rare. 2 is like a little, it's not as common, but I mean, it's like, you could, like, readily find it, but it's mostly level one you find, and then you can now get plates, so now if your armor gets damaged, now you can repair it, or if you take a guy out, you can take his armor from him, and if you have enough plates, you can repair that. So I could definitely see Armor Core being like, okay, yeah, you all start in even playing field, and then you can add these attachments, because also on Black Ops, you can add, like, You can pick up skills, but they only work for a certain amount of time. So, you know, you could have like mobility, so you run faster, or you can have hearing, so you can like hear better, like the enemies around you, or you can have like stealth, so they can't hear your footsteps. So these are all like attachments and other things that you can equip.
Now, is there radar in Black Ops Blackout?
Yeah. So there is, but it's called a sensor dart. But they can hear like the honing sound of it when they get close. So you kind of want to, like, hide it or, like, make sure, like, you shoot at the ceiling, like, inside of a house that you're using. And the radius is only so big. It's a circle. but it doesn't reach like the entire map.
So it's kind of like if you want to do a little camping or something like that, that way you can tell if people are coming up on you.
Yeah, or people will shoot it into helicopters and fly around so they can find somebody, or put it on their quad so when they're driving around they can see if there's people like hiding around their area.
Oh, that's interesting.
Or you can shoot it into somebody and then it damages them or yourself. So like, yeah, there's like little things you could do like that.
If you shot it into somebody, would it stick to them and like you always see where they are on the map?
Yeah. Yeah, they would. Someone would have to go, like, their friend would have to go, like, shoot it off of them or something, which would hurt them. Because there's friendly fire in the game, too, so your teammates can hurt you also.
Okay. That's very interesting.
I do want to say that Fortnite is going down a pathetic road, okay? Now there's snowboarding. Now you can, after death, be revived. Like,
wait, what?
It's bullshit. Yeah, dude, like, you can be revived now.
Do you need, like, a special item or something?
I'm not sure how it works, but I was, like, I just, like, read, like, the little article on Hypebeast, and I was like, this is why I just got, like, frustrated, and I was like, that's why I don't play this shit anymore. Like, it's too stupid.
I mean, I know they got the new volcano season going on right now or something like that.
Yeah, they have to do that because they've already lost a huge amount of people because of Apex Legends that have converted over.
Yeah, no, like,
you know, like, you have the streamers and then those are influencing all the other kids because they want to be able to do what they're doing. Like, or like, they want to be the next one. They want to be the man in Apex Legend.
Yeah, didn't they lose like within like the first couple of weeks like 48% of their profit to Apex?
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I forget the amount of people that they earned like within 2 weeks, but it was crazy. And what's even crazier is like Apex Legend wasn't even promoted like that. They just kind of just like, here. And then people kind of started noticing like, hey, what's this Apex Legend thing?
Yeah.
It's free. Let me download it. And then
it's
like
free,
it spread.
Made by, like, a studio that is known to make shooters.
Yeah, and then I saw like the streamers like I used to watch, I would see them like going back and forth, and now they're not going back and forth. They're just straight up either playing Black Ops or they're playing Apex.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they're starting to hurt.
Yeah, I've heard people say that they're starting to steal ideas from Apex now. I don't know what those are because I don't play the game. It's just what I've been hearing.
Yeah. But, I mean, they didn't promote that. Is that an EA title?
It is an EA title, actually.
So that went unpromoted. However, they promoted a game that will break your computer or console.
Yeah, yeah. They played, Microsoft and EA both promoted heavily Anthem. And guess what? Anthem's kind of bricking PS4s. There's been a couple reports of it bricking Xboxes, and even PCs have been sent into a crash screen. So it's pretty serious.
Yeah, Sony's even giving out money at this point now. They're giving money back to those people.
Yeah, apparently, it's not 100%, but if you ask for a refund, you can. In some cases, people have been getting their refunds for Anthem, which is not a very Sony thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Like, it seems like now, like, it seems like now, like, a lot of, like, the gamers, like, they have a lot of the power. Like, I don't think I've ever seen so many games drop so quick after release in price. Like, before, they would hold, like, nah, like, we know, like, Xena Warrior Princess is shit, but you still gotta give us this $50 for it.
Yeah.
If you want it. Like, that used to never happen. Like, they would hold their ground. Now they're like, nah, this game sucks.
Yeah.
And, like, now they, like, they'll drop it in price, or they'll pair it with an item.
No, yeah, I mean, let's see, there was a tweet from Chad Robertson. This is a guy from EA. He says, after a thorough review, we have not encountered an instance where Anthem has bricked the PS4 console. If you are experiencing anything different, please reach out to at EA Help so we can track the incident and investigate. Thank you for your patience. I mean, they tweeted that out, but they apparently are working on a patch to fix the crashing issue. Which is what's causing the bricking, and it's supposed to be come out next week. But, boy, this game is not doing well, and now this happens. I think this game's, like, dead in the water, dude.
It's, dude, even if you are curious about it and like, you wanted to give it the benefit of the doubt, who's really willing to break their console or their computer?
I mean,
like, there's no way. No game is worth that.
I think even if they gave this game away for free, like on Xbox Live or PlayStation Plus or something, I don't know who would install it. I don't.
It's essentially the kiss of death. Like, you don't even know.
Yeah.
Like, this is equivalent to, like, are you going to risk your system getting AIDS?
Yeah, especially for a game that's like gotten like really bad reviews. People say it's pretty boring and generic and stuff like that. Especially when you have games like The Division 2 coming out, which apparently is like amazing. I played the beta for a while. It was really fun. It seemed like a lot of the same of the first game, but just tighter and more polished, which made me enjoy it more for some reason.
Yeah. I don't know. It's making I mean, I could usually make the best of a game like Fallout 76. Like, dude, this thing is making Fallout 76 look good.
Right?
Yeah, but you know what? Dude, when I did play Fallout, I did have fun. Like I said, the only problem with is when I play like online games, like I want to play with like my friends, like people I know. And like I couldn't get them to download the game, and like so I could only play with you at like certain times when you were playing it. And like, because I would get lost, and like I wouldn't know, like, because that's how I've always been with the Fallout games, like just like a little confused. But I mean, I would have fun, I would kind of figure it out, or I'd kind of play around. But like, really, it wasn't as bad as a game, like as it was made out to be. It was just a lot of little things working against it that just piled on.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, it's kind of like the same thing with it's kind of the same thing with what's happening with Anthem. It would be like one thing would happen, and then that would get blown on in the internet. And then another thing would happen, like the bag with the collector's edition, and that would kind of get overblown on the internet. And all these things are kind of like small, minor issues on their own, but together as a whole, kind of made it like this. Like, yeah, this kind of sucks. But I mean, it was still a
Yeah.
fun game, I think, overall.
Yeah, like I did have fun with it. Like when we were like venturing out and stuff like that. Like it was fun, like, or like I'd encounter new things. Like it was fun. Like I genuinely had fun with it. Like I don't regret the purchase. It just sucks that it's an online game, so once that service is gone, then it's gone. Like you can't even play it.
Yeah, I mean we should get back into it at some point. They're doing the whole seasonal thing and stuff like that. I know you deleted it, but if you're willing to download it again, I mean, anytime you want to play and you
Yeah.
see me on the PlayStation, just send me a message, dude. I'll probably jump on.
Yeah. Well, right now I'm still trying to beat Nier, and then now I just got Left Alive.
Yeah, Nier. Isn't there like seven endings to that game, dude?
I already beat it once, yeah. And then like I said last week, I'm on the second part. I haven't got to play it yet this week, so but I'll be able to.
Right on.
Let me talk about Left Alive real quick. So
Ooh.
Metacritic gave it a 40. A lot of people are saying it's bad. So I've only played about maybe about like 8 to 10 minutes of it, because I wanted to play Black Ops with my friend, who I don't really get to like interact with my friends like in person. So most of the time, like we communicate, it's like via like Instagram or on like Black Ops. And then when nobody's online, then I kind of just play like my little like solo action adventure or whatever games, right?
Right.
So I played some of that. I played some of it. It didn't really give me any direction at first, and so I was like, okay, whatever. The controllers aren't, they're not like, I don't know, like just like the mapping, like how they chose to do it. It's like, well, why did you do it like that? Like you could have just solved this with like one button. Like when you're peering through like around a corner, you have to like hold like L2 and circle or stuff like that. Like, I don't know. Like, I just didn't like that, but I haven't spent a lot of time with it. But most of the time, it's not going to be this like fast action paced like shooting. Like, no, it's you moving around stealth. Like, you've got to come up with like distractions or like set up traps and then like get them to like bait your enemies into your traps, or just trying to like outsmart them. It's not like a run and gun shooter. So if that's what you think it is, like, you're going to be wrong. So I don't know. I was taking my time, and I mean, the controllers, they're not as tight as I'd like them to be, but I don't know. We'll see.
Do you think you're gonna get to pilot a mech at any point? Because it is part of the Front Mission universe. It has mechs in it.
No, yeah, no, I no doubt. Like I've already seen like gameplay of it like before it came out, and yeah, you do. You get the you eventually do get a mech. But I don't know what happened, but I somehow got two special editions come to my house.
What? Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, give me one.
So I know. If I didn't get charged for it, I will.
All right, sounds good.
Because I don't know, because it said like it, because I accidentally, because I had recently, my card had expired. And I guess like when I put in that information, like it sent me an email saying that it rejected my card. So I put in my other card and then that one processed. And I was like, okay, whatever. And then yeah, and then two boxes show up in my house and I was like, oh, are these, what the hell is this? I was like, it's so big, it needs two boxes of the same size. That's crazy.
That's amazing, dude. So what, I mean, the statue. How is it?
So that thing has like, I think over like 50 points of like articulation or something
Wait, it
like
has
that.
articulation?
I mean, like you can pose it and move it and stuff like that.
What? Dude,
Yeah, you.
usually these statues are literally just statues.
No, yeah, you can pose it. Like you can move. Like you. Like a lot of like so it's actually there's a lot of detail in it. Like there's like the like it looks like it has like metal scraping from like being in war, and then like a lot of like there's like a lot of like working moving pieces on it.
How big is it?
I don't know, it's maybe about like
Like action figure
maybe it
size, bigger?
well the thing is like so mo mostly like the mech heads are like the top of the figure. This one, it's not like the shoulders peak higher than the actual like head.
Yeah. Was it like size of
So,
a Barbie, bigger, smaller?
maybe like, I don't know, man. Maybe like six, I think it's like 6 inches.
Dude, that's decent. Dude, I can't believe that's only $100. That was only $100 and it has like articulation. That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, it has like, it actually might have more points than that. 'Cause yeah, you can fully pose like its fingers and like it has a shitload of like bending points and then it has like other like things you can add, but I couldn't figure out like some of them, like where to like add like the shield, or like you could pose it with like a gun, or you it has like different hands you can pose with it.
Oh man, I really want that now.
You just give me your address.
Yeah, I'll do that after the show. I mean, that's really cool. And it came with like an art book, right?
Comes with an art book, comes with the steel case book. The only thing is, the game comes like outside of the box because they just couldn't fit it in there.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh man, that is really cool though. Like I was not, I thought it was just a statue. Like everything,
No.
I always saw it in the same pose and stuff like that. Nothing made me think that it was posable.
People like in the comment sections before it dropped were like, oh, that's so stupid. You could just get the same one from this site, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, yeah, but you, what you don't realize about those things is like the actual like the actual amount of work that goes into those things, like those expensive like PVC figures and stuff like that. Like they cost money for a
Oh
reason.
yeah, dude. I was actually looking at some Monster Hunter ones. They have them like on the Capcom store. They have them in sets. They're like $90
Yeah.
for like a set of like six.
Yeah, 'cause like even like in Japantown in San Jose, they have a spot and like they sell like those like all like the streetwear artists and all like the street like vinyl and stuff like that. Like all those figures, like they go for crazy amounts of money.
Wow, that's really cool though. But when I saw a little bit of gameplay on the game, like I think IGN had some gameplay or something like that, it kind of reminded me of Metal Gear Survive.
I never played it,
Did you
but
see like
I
gameplay
think
of
I did
it?
see gameplay. I think I did.
Do you kind of see what I'm saying? It kind of has like the same looking like a UI or something like that, kind of like simple basic UI.
Yeah, people said like, oh, this is like 360 graphics.
Dude, I don't care if the game and the story is good. I don't care what the graphics are. I mean, somebody's coming out with a brand new first person shooter using the original like Quake engine, for crying out loud.
Yeah, like I mean, I think even like the first Nier didn't get like great reviews, but like people enjoyed it. Like even now, like going to like now, like you know, its predecessor, like you know, because that was like the beginning, and like now going to like on Nier Automata, I mean, they're both good in their own way. Like yeah, one's dated, but I still had fun with it. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Like, I mean, I like shitty movies too, and like those have terrible reviews. Like The Pest isn't, it never won any awards, but like I like it.
I like that one too, actually. I mean, I probably couldn't do like a double feature in one day of it, but you know, like, you know, every once in a while, I could watch it. I could watch The Pest.
Yeah, like Mario, that's a terrible movie. Mario Brothers, that's a terrible movie, but I'll watch
Why do you
it.
keep listing off John Leguizamo movies, dude?
Oh shit. I didn't even know. I didn't even mean to.
Like subconsciously think John Leguizamo's in shitty movies.
Well, talking about video game movies, how about that new Sonic?
I haven't seen the trailer. I did see like the full image
Oh
of it
my
though.
God. You saw an image, right, of what Sonic looks
He
like?
looks so weird.
Dude, terrible.
He looks like a like he has Asperger's or whatever it is, autism or something, you know? It kind of, you know, like that, whatever that like disease, it kind of makes you look a certain way.
Oh, that's Down
Down
syndrome.
syndrome. He looks like he has like he's a Sonic with Down syndrome or something like that. Like he just looks so weird compared to every other Sonic rendition that's been made.
Yeah, they went with their own. That was terrible. And people, oh, so, all right, so if we're gonna go video game movies real quick, Detective Pikachu. A lot of people are still upset that they didn't go with the choice, the fan choice of Danny DeVito as the voice of Pikachu.
Yeah, I know. Like, get over it, people. It's done. The movie's in the can.
I do wish they would have got him though.
You know what would be great, though? I bet if Danny DeVito even cared, he probably did like a. He probably reading all the lines. So he'd be like, "All right, just you know, mute the movie. I got the entire like soundtrack to it, whatever. Except now I'm reading the lines instead of Ryan Reynolds. Just download this and hit play at the same time."
That would be great.
Or if like a special feature if they did that, like if Ryan Reynolds involved, like maybe he thought like that would be hilarious. Like, hey, special feature, just cut me out and put Danny DeVito in there.
Oh, so and then another, well, technically it's been anime. It was manga, anime, video game. Gundam is getting turned into a movie.
I just heard about that like today. I didn't
Yeah,
that.
in America. So it's not going to be done like in Japan, I don't believe. I think it's like an American director or something.
Which I mean, Pacific Rim was pretty decent and stuff like that. Like, we're starting to get the whole like giant mech combat thing in Hollywood down pretty good. Just
Yeah,
the
Kaiju.
storytelling, maybe not.
I tried watching two. Two just, I couldn't. I don't know. I got bored with it. But I did like the first one.
Yeah.
The first Pacific Rim. It wasn't
And I
bad.
think it was like a different, like almost an entirely different crew that made the second one, so.
Yeah, it was.
But yeah, Gundam movie. American Gundam movie, huh? I wonder what, like, storyline, if they were going to use any from the anime, they would use.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a pretty big universe.
Yeah.
So now it's time. This part of the show is the part where Dan says, "You know what, Adam? You were right. You were right about
Damn
Nintendo Labo.
it. You didn't know it was going to be a Labo.
I knew that they were. I do this thing. It seemed like it was totally
I
possible."
got so mad when I like was flipping through my YouTube and I saw like a bunch of people start talking about this. I was like, no, this can't be happening. I just said it wasn't gonna happen.
What I'm referring to is Nintendo Labo VR. So they're going to turn the Switch using cardboard into a VR system for you.
It's Google
They've
Cardboard.
got, yeah, so they've got a whole thing. So you can either buy, like, I think individual, or you can buy like a full pack. So it comes
So
with,
there's three different packs. One pack is just the goggles and like the gun.
yeah.
And the other pack is an elephant thing and
So you get a camera, an elephant, a bird, a wind paddle,
whatever that means, yeah.
and a blaster. I've never assembled this stuff, but I am a man who has assembled many things from IKEA, and I could tell you it turns out, well, I mean, I come out with a finished product, but I always have extra pieces. So I don't think I'd be very good at this, so.
I will say for a point of reference, the YouTuber RGT85, he did a live stream trying to put together the first Labo kit, and he also is a man that says he does IKEA pretty well. He could not put one together.
Yeah, I know. I've heard people reference his name, hoping that he does a video putting together this new labo. I haven't got to, I totally forgot about it, but yeah, I did hear people talking about that.
So, I mean, some of it might be easy. Okay. Yeah, I guess they're doing the VR, but I don't think it's gonna be like amazing. It's gonna be Google Cardboard. It's gonna be the
No.
VR you can get on your phone, except with a couple peripherals and controllers.
Yeah, it's not gonna be anything crazy. It's not gonna be like what's that one called? Astro World or Astro Boy?
What?
What's it called for PlayStation VR? What's it called?
Oh, Astrobot.
Astrobot. Yeah, it's not gonna be anything like that. And I've actually heard that that game is a game that can convince people into getting VR.
Oh yeah, no. When that game came out, everybody's talking about how good it was. I played like a demo of it, but I haven't played the full game. It is a full game. You know, it's a platformer game. From what I understand, like you use the VR to kind of help you find secrets and stuff like that. Like, you know, you can peer over the edge of the map to find like, oh, there's a little ledge down there you can go down. To get some secrets, and also there's other make you can like shoot things out of the controller to help out your little dude, but you're controlling the little dude like a regular game. Excuse me.
Yeah. Is it worth it? I don't know. How will the graphics be? We don't know. Nobody knows. The only thing we know is the Labo design. Nobody knows any games or anything like that. I think they said maybe they want to do Mario Kart.
I think somebody suggested Mario Kart because they already had the Labo kit where you can kind of control the Mario Kart with like the little bike steering wheel thing that they had in the previous Labo kit.
Yeah.
So they want things like that. Like I know, like in RGC85, I was watching his video about it, and he was saying like a Pokemon Snap would be kind of cool.
That would make sense. That would make total sense.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. Obviously, Duck Hunt. I mean, they're giving you the blaster, Duck Hunt VR, dude.
It's weird.
But like, I don't know. I don't think this is gonna be like immersive VR. I think it's gonna be kind of. I mean, I'm gonna put my foot in my mouth. Let me take it out for a second. I
No,
think
I
it's.
feel like the just testing the waters, basically, like dipping the toe.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the thing can barely the thing can do 720p handheld mode, and it's gonna have to be handheld mode. Cut that in half, right, to make it so it doesn't blow out the system. It's not gonna look great. It's probably gonna look kind of 3D-ish, I imagine, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, but I still think people are hyping this thing up way more than they should be.
Yeah, no, like I said, like from the beginning of the show, I mean, it's just gonna be, lackluster, like a gimmick. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's just them, like, showing, like, this is just to hold you over until we can actually do this better. Like, just to give you, like, a little taste of, like, what we can kind of do.
Yeah, I can't believe I didn't think of the Google Cardboard angle. Oh, I should have thought of that.
Gee, I know, man. It's like the person who has like the zipper. What does it say? It says like KYY on like zippers on like every piece of denim.
Yeah.
Genius. So what's this about? So what's this about? The streaming, what Steam won't let game.
Okay. So, Steam's recently been in some headlines recently because of, they had the whole like porn game thing, or like, no, we're not gonna let porn games on here. And then a bunch of people complained and said, we're gonna take our games elsewhere. And they're like, okay, well, you know what? We're gonna let the fans decide what games live on Steam, by how much people buy. We're gonna let them live and die by the fans.
Yes.
Well, Steam, recently released a statement saying, this game is not gonna be on Steam. We are banning this game from Steam. Before the game even came out, the game is called Rape Day. Yep.
What are you doing it?
It's okay. So this is a game set in a zombie apocalypse. First of all, it's a zombie apocalypse. And you are a psychopath that goes around torturing and raping women.
What? What's the perspective on this? Is this like overhead, third person?
No, it kind of looks like I didn't go to the website for this game, so all the images that I have were just kind of like what people were putting in the news articles about this. But it kind of looks like a like PS3, PS2 era like Hitman style game. So kind of like over the shoulder third person 3D engine and stuff like that. And it looks like maybe there's like CG cutscenes of what you're doing to them. I don't know exactly. The game's not out. I don't think I'd want to try it to let you know what it was about.
I'm looking at images of it right now, dude. This is disturbing.
There's an image.
Why would somebody even
have like a gun in the girl's mouth? Is one of the images.
Oh my god, dude. Oh my god. I just Google image rape day video game. Oh my god, dude. This is, dude. The guy that is like a pale, like, tall, bald guy. Oh my god, dude.
Yeah, he kind of looks like Baraka or something like that from Mortal Kombat a little bit, doesn't he?
He's all mad. Oh my god, dude. What the... Dude, why would you make that? Oh my god, the gun picture in the mouth?
Yeah. So apparently the guy making the game, I think it's one guy, he's like, you know what, this is for games. It's not for everybody, but you know, there's like... Like, I think, I don't know what the statistics, like, somewhere like 2 to 10% of the populations are, you know, actual psychopaths. So, just for people that just want to play the game, you know.
Look, it doesn't matter if I think it's right or if I think it's wrong. However, it's a video game, just like a movie, like a picture, like anything. It's art. And if somebody chooses to make something that in this, like, whatever, in this shade of light, I mean, whatever. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to buy it. And it doesn't mean that a kid is going to buy it, because they could put stops to that if they want to prevent like a kid from buying it. You know, they could put like certain things in place. I don't understand why it's so wrong when they already understand that adults play video games. I don't know why that's such a big thing. And it doesn't matter how violent it is or how innocent of a game it is. If you don't want to buy it, don't buy it. If you don't want to look at it, don't look at it.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? Like,
they can do that in movies, but not in a video game.
Yeah, it's kind of like part of the reason why it's being so talked about is because Steam's kind of been like, all right, we're not going to censor games anymore, whatever. And then this happened. They're like, all right, well, this is just not making it on here. So it's kind of like people are saying like, oh, you know, Steam, I thought you weren't going to be censoring games anymore. Like, let it on there and stuff like that. And they're like, yeah, but it's a game about torturing. No,
look, they have a company, okay? They don't want to put it on their platform because of controversial backfire. That's totately understandable.
It's a privately owned company, so they can do whatever right. they want with it.
Yeah, so I mean, that if they don't want to put it on their store, they don't have to, and that's fine. But that doesn't mean that the guy shouldn't be able to manufacture it for whatever, a console or a PC or however he chooses to market it.
He does say he is still coming out with the game. You know, he'll find a place to put it on, stuff like that.
And he should. If people buy it, they buy it. If they don't, they don't.
It's just
it doesn't mean it shouldn't exist because people deemed it, you know, because, I mean, that's a scary route. Once you start going that way and you start saying that what's acceptable and what isn't, you know, it's like a lot of, like, the free speech stuff. It's like, oh, that's hate speech. It's like, well, no, it's like, it's terrible that they're saying that, but it doesn't mean that they shouldn't say it. They should say whatever they want.
And you're right. This type of topic happens in movies, happens in books all the time. In fact, it happens in movies that get, like, nominated for Oscars and stuff like that.
It happens in the best-selling book.
Yeah.
The Bible.
It does.
So, you know,
not quite to the degree that it's being portrayed in the game, but
the topic does happen. So, I mean, I don't know. It's absurd to say, like, when it's okay to present it and when it's not okay. On, like, what medium?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably not going to be good.
Yeah, I'm not, yeah. Yeah, just, I mean, look at, like I talked about jokingly last week, Revenge of Custard. Terrible game.
Yeah, no, absolutely terrible game.
No, nobody owns it, and if they do, it's purely novelty.
Yeah, collector's item.
Yeah.
You know what would be hilarious? If this is like the KKK film that like revolutionized the film industry. If this like game had like some mechanic that everybody's like, oh, this game's awful, but Yeah, every game after that, like, included this mechanic that came from that game.
I did play that free-to-play game, Ethnic Cleansing. I did play that before. Terrible game. And when I mean terrible, I mean the gameplay is actually terrible.
Ethnic Cleansing? Is that the shooter one that the KKK made?
Yes. Yes. And there's, like, it's actually pretty funny because, like, more thought went into the background than the actual gameplay because, like, they have, like, movie posters, but they've replaced them with, like, offensive title. Like, they've, like, done, like, you know, like, name, like, wordplay on the poster.
Wow.
Instead of, like, Back to the Future, it'll say Back to, yeah, you know. I'm not going to say it. But anyway, if you want to look at that game, I mean, I was like, wow. Here's somebody who actually understands, like, programming and stuff like that, and they chose to just, like, nah, I'm just gonna go ahead and, just gonna make this shitty game.
Yeah, you can argue. Like, I mean, yeah, they know programming, I mean, to, like, the basic degree of making a shitty game.
I mean, yeah, I mean, because if you look at it, because now you can go to Barnes & Noble and you can get a coding, you can go get, like, a coding for kids. And kids can learn to code. Like, I don't know if you ever made, like, a GeoCities website?
Maybe.
Well, I did back in the day. And this looks like they never got past making GeoCities sites, and they currently still use them or suggest to people, like, oh, yeah, go to my website. What is it? It's GeoCities./, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's pathetic. But anyway... If it doesn't come to Steam, oh well. You could buy it somewhere else, I'm sure.
If you really wanted to.
Yeah, if you really want to. So did you hear about this new Xbox that's going to be coming out in like 2 months?
Rumors, speculations, but yeah, I did hear about it. Well, this is codename Maverick?
Yeah. Yeah, codename Maverick.
Apparently its official name is supposedly going to be the Xbox One S All Digital Edition. Something like that.
Yeah, so this is going to be what me and a lot of people suspect is that it will be a discless console.
Yeah, completely digital. They supposedly are thinking of a way to do like a disc exchange program to give you digital copies of your games that you have physically. And
yeah, so, yeah.
It's fine. It's whatever. They think they're saying they're going to put it like around $200.
Yeah.
And obviously this is just kind of like a ploy to get people to pick up Game Pass. You know, $10 a month, play all these games digitally, download it on your console. Which ain't bad. It's fine.
Yeah, so do you think that there will be... I think people are speculating that there may be two that are going to release, so maybe one that carries... I mean, because it's going to be streaming games, right? It's not going to have to download anything to save?
Well, I think the way Game Pass works is that you can download it. I don't know if it streams it. I think you do download them. But you can play... they're all digital copies of the game.
Do you think this is going to sell? Like, you think it'll be successful?
I mean, in certain markets, yeah. I don't see why not. I mean, if you were, like, on the fence of picking up an Xbox, but you want to play a couple games with your friends, this could be a seller. Because, I mean, the thing is, by taking out the disk drive, they can shrink the size of this thing by, like, half, probably. Those things are huge. So, you know, it's just a little set-top box. It'll be able to do your Roku, your YouTube, all that stuff, and then you can play some digital games, you know, like... stocking stuffer for Christmas or something like that. You know, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah. So do you think, so switching up consoles, but the PS4, a lot of people are saying that they believe that it's going to be backwards compatible. Like, a lot of people are saying at least for the 4.
Yeah.
And then some people are saying it's going to go as far back as like the 3. That there will be, like, maybe, like, two different consoles. Like, oh, you want to go, like, that far? You want to go, like, backwards compatibility? It's going to be this one, and it's going to be X amount. But we have this one, which is cheaper. Which is strictly a 5.
Hmm.
Do you think it's going to have backwards capability at all?
See, the thing with the PS3 that is going to make it hard, unless they can emulate it, is that they use the Cell processor, which is a very specific piece of processing, like coding and stuff like that. And I think that's one of the reasons why emulating is kind of difficult, is because it's so much different than every other console. Which is probably why the PS4 was not backwards compatible to the 3, and you have to like stream those games if you want to play them. I mean, I could see them opening back up, because they already have the PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2 games, like digital downloads for the PS3 and the Vita and stuff like that. So I could see them making it backwards compatible in that sense. PS3, maybe. I mean, like, the PS4 is going to be easy, because it's probably going to be using like the same architecture or something very similar. They're all x86 computers, basically, at this point. So being all the backwards compatible to PS4 is going to be no problem whatsoever. It's the older stuff gets a little bit trickier, but I mean, they already figured out how to make it work for the PS1 and the PS2. And if they can figure out how to make it work for the PS3, then they can really take a lot of the steam that Xbox has had this generation.
Yeah. Or like people were saying, like, maybe it'll be like some sort of like, oh, okay, like, so you do want that. Okay, in order for that to be possible, you need to download like these files, like, but you'd have to pay for them. So you download that from like the PlayStation Store to get like a patch, so that way you could play it. Like, you could play like the PS4. Like, it would essentially like unlock it or something.
I mean, I could see that maybe, because it kind of gives them an incentive to actually go through the work and like, all right, at least we're making some money back on this.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see if they can do it so that you can run the discs. Because, I mean, a Blu-ray player should be able to read all the discs, just whether or not, like, does it... Because I think the Xbox, you put the disc in, and it just gives you a digital copy of the game. I don't think it's actually reading the disc. I think it just gives you a digital copy. I'm not 100% sure on this.
Yeah, and I believe that would make the most sense, so I do believe that's how it runs.
Yeah, so it's probably something like that. I mean, that would be cool. I got plenty of PS3 games that I haven't played yet that I would love to just kind of be able to play without having to switch consoles and stuff like that. Plenty of like great ones I just haven't had a chance to sit down and play yet, so I'd be down for that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because when I play my 3, it's in my room, so I have to come upstairs, and if I want to play the 4, you know, I have it downstairs. Something cool that I just learned, I don't know if you know this, but the Switch, did you know that it's backwards compatible? I mean, not backwards compatible, I mean, it's region locked, sorry.
Yeah, I mean...
It's like unlocked.
It's region unlocked or locked?
I'm sorry, it's like it's region free, so you know, you could play like PAL, Japanese.
Is this the first, it's like the first time Nintendo's ever done that.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was crazy too, because I didn't know, because I was watching some guy and he was doing like, he was talking about like new pickups, and yeah, that's how I learned about it. I was like, oh shit, I was like, they've never done that. This is the first console they've ever done that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I honestly, like, I'm so used to them not doing that that I didn't even bother to check to see if it was even the thing they stopped doing.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, I was completely like blown away. I was like, holy shit, like, That's fucking awesome that they finally did that.
Yeah, about time. About time.
Yeah, seriously.
So Adam.
Hmm.
Why don't you fill us all in on the hot new news of Persona 5R?
I can't remember if I covered this last time, but so Persona 5, so data miners have found source code, and so Joker is going to be coming out in the next patch for Smash Bros. So data miners were digging around, and they found source code for Joker and Jane. So a lot of people are speculating that Jane will be a character that they will later add, because Persona 5 is supposed to be, I think it's at the end of this month, something about Persona 5R is supposed to be released. So people are saying that maybe it's a female character that you'll be able to play, and then they'll bring this port over also to Nintendo, as well as other consoles.
Oh, so like the R is like Redux instead of like...
Yeah, but this is something that they addressed in the beginning when coming out with the game, they said no, it'd be too difficult because then we would have to go back and adjust dialogue to for the female and stuff like that in situations to fit the female narrative.
I guess that's kind of true because that is all like spoken dialogue, right?
Yeah, there's a lot, it's big on like voice acting.
Yeah, because then they did that for the PSP release of Persona 3, but that was still like it was all text and stuff like that.
Yeah, so they would just they yeah, exactly. It was just all text. That one is not the better version to play anyway.
It's not?
No, you're better off playing the Fez version because you see when you go like in hallways and stuff like that, it's point and click. You're not walking into classrooms, you're not walking around, you're just it you're entering a new environment and then you point and click on the areas you want to go.
Doesn't have like the new dungeon is supposed to be really good.
It did have the dungeons, but like that's only one aspect of it. I don't know. For me, I feel like if you were to play Persona 3 FES, that'd be better.
All right. You are the expert on Persona in this group.
Yes, I am. I'm just kidding. All right, so this new update, this what was it?
6.5 PlayStation
6.5.
update 6.5.
The big one.
The big one.
The big cheese, the big enchilada.
Well, how's this one changing your life, man?
So it has not changed my way, and it has not touched me in any improper or inappropriate ways. But it does have a very cool feature. So you can download a, I think it's PS4.
Second screen.
Yeah, it's something. I forget what it's called. Anyway, when I searched for it, it wasn't there when I had clicked the link. I don't know why it was missing from the App Store. Then there was another app, and it just had terrible ratings. But I think that was the correct one that I didn't click on because it's, so I think it's, oh, PS4 Remote Play. So now what you can do is you can turn your Android or iOS iPhone into a controller. But the thing that sucks is that you cannot use the analog sticks. You can connect it to your, it's completely dependent on your Wi-Fi. So however good your Wi-Fi is however good your phone will be. I think most phones will run it at like 720p.
Which is fine. It's a small screen. You don't need to
Yeah.
like be on the screen that size.
Yeah, so you know, you can play on like you have an iPad, you have a tablet, you can play it on there. I've heard that the controls are not that good, but this is just a small step of what we can have eventually. Your controller does not work with it, so you have to play on your phone with the buttons on
Oh,
your
really?
screen.
Why
Yeah.
doesn't your controller work with it?
I don't know, and I believe it's only iOS. I think if you have Android, I think it might work. I don't know, I could be wrong because this is all new and I only got like, you know, I'm at work when I'm, you know, yeah, I'm working and I'm looking at stuff for the show. So when I'm at work, I'm, you know, I'm not only getting paid, but I'm also doing this, which makes no money for me financially, but I do it for all the jabronis and the jamokes that listen.
Yeah, I just want to point out Adam, he does very important work out in the world. You know, he's like saving lives and stuff like that, but he's taking time out of his duties of saving lives to make sure he's got these important news articles for all you listeners out there.
I don't save lives and I don't save phone numbers. Just remember that, jabronis. But yeah, so I mean, look at they. This is something. I mean, it's kind of been there, but this it, they Sony finally put it out. So I mean, it's cool. So eventually, I mean, I heard that you can't go very far from your PS4.
But
So
it's for those families that have one TV
yeah.
and somebody wants to play their game
So
while
yeah.
somebody's watching TV.
Yeah, you know, so if you know your significant other is trying to watch, I don't know, Wife Swap or 90 Day Fiance, and you want a game, I would say, the disc has to be in there. So you need to or download, yeah, the disc has to be in. So, you know, you want to play like a game that doesn't really require like, you know, you to be on like Battle Royale style game where your team's gonna need you to be on your toes. You know, don't do that. Like maybe play like a more chilled out
Persona,
game.
dude.
Yeah, there you go. That's actually a game that a lot of people do play on there right now.
There you go.
Yeah, so you know, because you can kind of take your time doing your own thing. That's how Battle works in those games. But yeah, so I mean that's something I will download later on this weekend. I just haven't gotten around to it. I'm a busy man around town.
saving those lives and yeah, those numbers.
Also a new thing I did. No, I don't save lives and I don't save phone numbers. But something I did learn about. So there is. Have you ever used PlayStation Music?
No, I haven't.
So that's new then, right?
Is that an app or something?
Yeah, so I
have soundtracks, but I don't know how to get them off my PlayStation.
Yeah, so there's this Japanese rapper Ko, and they made him like the face of PlayStation Music. So it's PlayStation Music and like Spotify has teamed up. So that right now that's in Japan. So I'm not sure if we've gotten that yet, but I think it's something that PlayStation is trying to quote R. Kelly, establish.
Why are you quoting R. Kelly right now?
Because I was listening to Real Talk, and that's how he says establish. Establish. That's a good song. If go YouTube R. Kelly, Real Talk. There's a fight at the end of the video. Real Talk.
I mean, do you know what's going on with R. Kelly right now?
Supposedly a fan has actually bailed him out because they paid his money that was owed to his baby mamas for child support.
No, R. Kelly, he's got all those underage,
allegedly, a man is proven innocent until found guilty by a room of his peers and what have you and whatnot. Now, I can't get into this for legal reasons.
Wait, what?
I don't know. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I don't know. Okay, I don't know. I know things that are useless. I mean, that's pretty useless, but I don't know anything about that because I don't care.
Sekiro Shadows Die Twice gameplay came out. There's a good 15-20 minutes of gameplay you can find on most video gaming sites. And people are noticing it's much more of a stealth game, less of a Dark Souls game.
Yeah, I thought it looked cool. Then I've kind of been, I don't know. It's not for me, but I mean, it still looks cool.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Tenchu from back in the day. I don't know if you remember Tenchu.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people have said too.
And which is not a bad thing actually. It's refreshing.
Yeah, Tenchu. I mean, that was a game that I would pick up and put down. Like I would play it and then just put it down, kind of forget about it, and then I'd just be chilling and then I'd just play it. It wasn't anything bad, but it wasn't anything great. But I mean, it wasn't unplayable.
I thought the first Tenchu game was great. I played it when it first came out though. So, but the stealth kills and sneaking up on people and stuff like that was the first game I played where that was the main focus and mechanic of the gameplay, and it worked really well back in the day. Going back and playing it now, it's super clunky, but back then it made sense to my childlike brain.
Interesting.
But yeah, this game has the stealth kills and enemies don't have a health bar. They just have you hit them a certain amount of times and then they stumble and you get a stealth, you get a kill on them. That's kind of how combat works. And if there's a group of three people, you can stealth kill one of them and it has a button you can press and you press it. He rips their throats or whatever. So blood spreads out and kind of makes a little gas cloud of blood. So you can go around and start getting a couple hits on some of the other fools.
Stab them, fool.
Yeah, it's got some interesting mechanics and stuff like that. People expecting this to be the next Dark Souls, I think they're going to be a bit disappointed. But the game does look really fun so far.
Yeah, people I've noticed, man, a lot of people hype things up. Everybody wants every game to be spectacular. And I mean, that's just not the case. Every game isn't going to be The Last of Us. Not every game can be that good. That's just impossible. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's fine.
So then you want to talk about some games, man?
Oh, yeah. So, all right. So this one, this should pique your interest. You know why?
Why?
Because it's a Vita game.
What?
Yeah, man. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called Stay.
No.
Okay, so this is actually pretty cool. So the way it works is... You're a man, you get kidnapped, you wake up, you're placed in a basement, and there's a computer. And the way it works is you're the person behind the computer talking to the person in the basement. But what makes this game cool is that if you put this game down and you were to pick it back up a month from today, that guy would be dead. So time never stopped for this guy in the basement. And so you need to, like, you have to, like, help him out and, like, figure out ways for him to escape.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty cool. I thought you'd like that.
Does sound kind of cool. I mean, hopefully it's a good game, because that's really interesting.
Yeah, and then so this next game, it's called AI Limit. This is a hardcore action adventure RPG where you can mix and match different limbs to create unique characters.
Okay.
So
And this is like
yes,
a PvP game, or what is this?
it's an action adventure. It's like a fast-paced action adventure game. So the whole time, you're going through, you're like upgrading yourself and like switching out different things for different perks. So, maybe you have like, I don't know, like a cannon for an arm, but you switch it for like a grappling hook arm.
Okay, so it's kind of like a maybe a little bit Deus Ex Machina style, kind of android body type of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And the next title, which will be the next title that will be releasing June 24th, is Judgment. That is by the Yakuza creators. So Sega's putting this title out. This what makes this interesting is that all the Yakuza games, as you know, if you played them, they're all voiced in Japanese. This will be the first time that they have English speaking in the game. So, if you want to like pay attention, because these games have like a shitload of detail when it comes to, like, the cutscenes, stuff like that. It can get confusing with all the clan names, stuff like that. So, if you want to make it a little easier on yourself, I guess, you could play in English. This one, you don't have to play any of the Yakuza games. This is straight up a brand new, its own game. You're a detective trying to solve crimes around Japan. But what make, another thing too that is that's I don't know if you've ever seen this before. They're gonna do for digital purchases. People who purchase digitally will have access 4 days earlier than people who pick it up on the 24th.
Interesting. And that's kind of the trend that's going around right now, right? Like Division and Anthem have the whole pre-order get like access for like a week beforehand, and like it's kind of making it a little bit confusing as to when games actually come out now.
Yeah, I feel like this is them trying to force the hand, like, oh, just do digital. Like, you guys like it anyway. Look, we already have the facts here. Like, you guys like
Yeah.
buying games digitally anyway.
Stop making us have to pay money for discs.
Yeah, and distribution. There would be no distribution cost. You know how much money they would save? That's why they want to do it.
I mean, that's why all the indie people are doing it. Come on.
Actually, what did they just, the indie people, what was the Symphony of the, what was it, Ritual of the Moon or something?
Curse of the Moon.
Curse of the Moon.
Yeah,
Yeah, but we're still,
limited run.
yeah, dude, that is a pretty sick release.
Yeah, I
Limited.
think it's Limited Run Games. It's doing a physical release for that game for like Switch, Vita, and the PS4. But the cool thing about it actually is that the guy that did art for the Nintendo like American releases, I think. So if you imagine the cover artwork of those games for the original Nintendo of Castlevania 1, 2, and 3, they hired him to the artwork for this release.
Yeah, I know that. I thought that was pretty cool. And then it comes with like the old school like Nintendo dust cartridge sleeve.
Oh, nice. I didn't see that part. That's cool.
Yeah, so like they, I don't know, Limited Run, they put out a lot of cool shit.
Yeah, I wish they were a little bit faster about it, though, because I mean, I already got that game because I got the Kickstarter, but, like, sometimes they put out a game, I'm like, damn, I don't know if I want to double dip on this.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just waiting on Ritual of what is it? Ritual of the Night?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm waiting on that.
Oh, it's so soon, dude. I'm so glad they finally released like an official announce window.
When?
Summer. This year.
Great. It's not even really a time.
I said window. I didn't say time. They have the time, they think. They're trying to keep it as open as possible since they had the delay like once or twice. You know, it was supposed to come out last year. But, you know, they want to make sure it's a good game. And the game looks so much better than it did this time last year and stuff like that. So I think it's a smart move. They've also, like, done some small, like, life of... People have complained about, like, hey, her hair doesn't move when she's walking around. So they did a little, like, update or, like, hey, look, her hair's moving now and stuff like that.
Her hips don't even sway right.
Like, they took time out of their schedule because somebody complained about it on Twitter. And they're like, all right, let's see if we can fix that. Like, I mean, that's cool.
Yeah. You know, it'd be a lot cooler is if I finally heard something about this mainline Shin Megami Tensei game for Switch.
What are you expecting out of it, dude? Is it going to work with Nintendo Labo VR?
Dude, all I want it to be, I don't even care. They could just straight up re-release Apocalypse, but like put it on, just port it over to the Switch. Dude, that'd be fine. I'd play it.
It's going to be Shin Megami Tensei Pocket Monsters.
See, right now, you're disrespecting. You don't disrespect a franchise that great. That's established itself.
Really, I don't think the Shin Megami Tensei series has established itself in the West as much as the Persona series has, though.
Yeah, I know. That's a lot of there's a lot of hatred in that community, even though it's the umbrella to that game. They're like, you guys aren't even hardcore like us. That stuff is for pussies. Like, that's how they see them. Like, there's a straight up fight. Like, there's factions. It's either your hardcore SMT. And then you claim that, like, Nocturne and, like, Devil Summoner are, like, the best games.
Yeah, because Persona is a spinoff to one of the SMT
games. Yeah, and they're like, that's all cutesy. We only like the dark stuff.
We want monsters that look like penises and wheelchairs.
Yeah, that's actually folklore.
It is the most famous monster out of the SMT franchise.
Only to you, because you don't know.
I mean, as far as the internet is concerned, like, you look up SMT monsters, like, he pops up number one, baby.
No, Jack Frost.
Yeah, you're right, Jack Frost is pretty big. Isn't he, like, the mascot for Atlas?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Any new games you're looking forward to? Any titles you're going to pick up soon?
You know, I haven't even looked too hard because I've just been trying to play the games that I got.
Fire Emblem, huh?
Yeah, I've actually been playing a bit more of that. I'm not too far in the story still. I'm still trying to work on Zelda because I have that game borrowed, and then doing a little Fire Emblem on, like, I'm just gonna be playing for like 5 or 10 minutes, just level up a little bit. It's been fine though. I've been enjoying it as far as I've been playing it so far.
What Fire Emblem are you playing?
The Shadows of Valentia or Ecclesia, I forget what it's called. Echoes. Fire Emblem Echoes. There we go.
Oh, yeah, you can pick that one up pretty cheap right now.
Yeah, I actually got it like a 30% off on digital, so I picked it up on the digital. And it's been pretty good. The intro is really good compared to most Fire Emblem games. Like, actually, it's a nice weighty intro and stuff like that. The combat's fine. You know, the 3D character models isn't that jarring as I thought it was going to be when I first saw it. The dungeons are pretty interesting. They're kind of pointless, but they're still kind of fun to just kind of be able to explore a dungeon in 3D and stuff like that instead of just going fight.
Yeah, a lot of the hardcore fans like of that series, they don't really care for it. But if you're just like, you know, like Dan, like picking it back up for like the first time and like you want to casually play it, I would say that's a pretty good game to start with.
Yeah, no, it seems like, I mean, storytelling wise, I haven't played Awakening, which I know is everybody's favorite, is Awakening. That's one of the ones that I haven't played, and that was like, you know, like $80.
Yeah.
To get a copy of it. But so far, the story's like pretty decent.
Does it have voice acting?
Yeah, no, the whole thing has like voice acting as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, if you haven't played a game and you want to try it out, you want to see what it's all about, a cheap way to do it would be pick up Echoes. And if you really like it, then you can start buying the more expensive games.
Yeah, and it also has like it's a little bit easier because it has these dungeons that where enemies will repopulate, so you can go back in there to like grind XP.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a little bit of XP just for being in the fight at the end of the fight. So it's definitely some a little bit easier improvements, stuff like that to make the game a little bit easier for people. You can actually, I think it started with Awakening, but you can pick casual mode so that if your guys die, they don't stay dead.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's what a lot of that pissed a lot of people off.
It's an option though. Like it's not
permanent. Yeah, but
you choose that at the start.
I know. I don't even know why they're mad that that's an option. Like that's not right.
We don't want these noobs in our game franchise so that you make more money to make us more games.
Yeah, I don't see what's wrong with that. You want to play on easy? You want to play on normal, hard, hardcore, whatever?
Yeah, it's just an option, man. Calm down, people.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Anyway, right, Dan.
Questions of the week. We're not doing it this week. It didn't get posted up on time. We want to make sure you guys have time to give us your answers. We don't just want to just be giving all the answers on here. So we're going to give that one more week. Get those questions up there.
Why don't you guys come up with a question of the week? And if you guys don't, then we're going to have to come up with a question of the week.
Yeah, is that what you really want?
Is that the question?
No.
Okay.
So we're just going to let the previous week's question go by for one more week. It's, again, on the Twitter and on the Facebook if you want to know what it is. And you know what? I've been having some talks of maybe coming up with a new side logo or maybe a new logo. With some peeps and stuff like that. I'm going to be talking with Adam with that right at the end of this podcast. Come up with some ideas for you people. Some exciting times. Maybe we'll get some more fans and more listeners soon. Some things are under review right now.
Yeah.
So keep an eye out for those announcements.
Yeah. Stuff. Things.
Thanks for listening to episode 204 of the Uncored Gamers. Don't forget to share it with your friends and do all those likes, comments, hugs, loves, hearts, whatever it is on your podcast listening app of choice.